Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America! Yes! Y'all know it's always a great morning here at the Mornings at the Mansion
Yes.
Show. Because it's all about the morning time, and it's all about the greatness and pulling down everything that God has for us each and every morning, because he says in his word that his mercy is new every morning.
Yes.
So that is one amazing thing about today.
Yes.
The first thing, once you recognize that, I think is what's called easy breezy. Yeah. I want to say good morning, America, to our Block listeners. So good morning, Block Talk Radio. So listen, we want to extend an invitation for you guys to feel free to call in today. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. So, and that's not just for our blog listeners, that's also for our Facebook listeners, Facebook family. So we want to say good morning and welcome. And for those who are tuning in for the very first time, my name is Marlo Mosey, and I am your morning host. Y'all know how we do it. I'm here kicking it with my co-host,
Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God.
Woo! Y'all didn't know. The Most High God.
Yes.
And for y'all that don't know, she is my twin in the supernatural.
That's right.
So if she is the daughter of the Most High God, help. I am the daughter of the Most High God.
And so are you.
Yes, and so are you and sons as well for those amazing homies out there listening to us this morning. So you guys know we're all excited about today's word. And the Lord always, with his mercy being new every morning, we always have a new word, a new pep, you know. And this is a Holy Ghost pep rally.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm just excited about that. And Laura, say good morning to your amazing people today.
First, I want to say this is the day that the Lord has
Woo!
Made.
And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad. Yes.
Buenos días a toda mi familia de Facebook y Blog Radio. Gracias por escucharnos. Gracias por amar a nuestro Dios Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del cielo y de la tierra. Y saludos a todos. Muchas bendiciones y gracias por escuchar.
Gracias.
Gloria a Dios.
Yes. We're so excited about today. I mean, really, y'all be like, Marlo, you're excited about every show. I really am. You know, Laura, because really, this is a brand new day.
Yes.
And we're so excited about the newness of today.
Yes.
Yesterday was yesterday.
Yesterday.
It ain't.
Yesterday
you can't get
gone.
It back. Okay. We're not even trying to get it back. Yes. So
we
on some new fuel, which is Holy Ghost fire. Yes, so we want to say good morning to our studio audience. These ladies, oh my gosh, they are the wind beneath our wings. They are always here, so we want to say thank you, ladies. We're so excited about you guys always showing up to just be here where we can catch the word and be in the same atmosphere. So we, too, invite you to feel free to come by the Mornings at the Mansion Show, located here at the Mansion on Park Road. Okay,
yes.
That's 2700 West Park Road Drive. That is considerably Pantego, but hashtag Arlington, okay? Because people are like, where is Pantego? Well, it's really Arlington, Texas. We just want to extend the invitation, so feel free to most definitely come by. But definitely feel free to call in, chime in, and let us know that you guys are listening to us, because that means so much to us, right?
Yes.
To be connected in that way.
And this morning, I just want to thank you, my beautiful twin sister, for my beautiful shirt.
Oh,
yes!
So
we're going to
Mornings at the Mansion Show. Let me see if I can stand up.
Yes.
So we're so excited about our Mornings at the Mansion shirt. And you, too, can be wearing a Mornings at the Mansion shirt on your Monday mornings. And this is what, you know, I'm just so excited about that, Laura.
Yes.
You know, I want to send a special thank you to our very own brother, Daryl Boomer, for doing what he does.
Yes.
For designing our Mornings at the Mansion Show. He heard our heart, and he just busted in here one day, was like, bam!
Oh,
we was
love
like,
it.
Oh, my God, then the Matrix came. Y'all know how we do it. When we be expecting, on a couple shows ago, right? How we be expecting the blessing.
We really do,
because what do you say, Laura? We're not asking.
We're expecting.
And then when the blessing shows up, what do?
We do the matrix.
Yes. I don't know why we do that.
What I love about the t-shirts, though,
I mean, you know, we already know who we are.
Come on
we got
now.
The Most High God,
come
and
on.
We have His love letters, which is
fire.
Fire,
yes.
But there's something about the shirt because it represents who He is. You know, waking up with Him. And there's joy, there's love, there's victory, there's restoration. So just knowing that I'm going to come here with you and my sisters here that are so out to Jesus,
come on,
they're warriors, and we're a light to darkness. Every one of us here, every one of us, God's going to has a calling for each and one of us, and we're going to make a difference in somebody's life, and we're going to speak the word of God, and we're a light to darkness. So
come on,
it's like, I'm already on fire, but when I put the shirt, there's something about the shirt, y'all. Y'all got to see that one.
It's so true.
It's just like, it just gets me more bold.
So I know, right? And then, you know, you really don't have to say much at all.
That's right.
Because the t-shirt, it's just really, it's not even about the shirt as it is much about the strategy of the anointing.
That's right.
That God has given us that way, you know, when we go in as the light, because we're already the light.
Yes.
But we go in, and then it's such a transition of butter. And what I mean by that is that's how smooth it is.
Mm-hmm.
The butter's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a transition of that where you don't have to pierce the heart of people.
Yeah.
Just when you go in the atmosphere and the shirts speak to themselves, and then you can go in and be all that you're called to be for that, at that very moment.
Yes.
For that person, whether it's the morning at the mansion shirt or sold out to Jesus or the bling of the earth, or just whatever, or the fireproof.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. So excited about that. But, you know, one thing about today is we probably need to go to commercial, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We kind of get caught up. I'm already sweating. 2 minutes in and I'm sweating. Holy Ghost fire. Yes, because this girl is on fire. Woo! Yes. So let's see. We're going to be listening to some of this Byron Holton this morning. I'm so excited. Byron has a new project. It's going to hit on 9/16/17. I'm so excited about that. It's called The People on the Fence.
Mm.
Even though we got some them nuggets hidden away, we're probably going to blast them out next week, but we got to get permission. So we're waiting on Byron to even come and be right here. You hear us, Byron? So good morning, Byron Holson. So y'all know one of our most favorite anthems for in the morning that we listen to him because he in the car, he everywhere. He in the house. He's like, friend Darlise came in this morning and said, "Woo, boy, that's Byron Holson." Every day I'm just, woo, yes, it's so amazing. And that's the Wretch Undone CD. So we're so excited about the new project, The People on the Fence. But this one right here, something about the name of Jesus. Y'all, you got to download and get it. But we're going to go in on that this morning to our blog listeners. So we will be right back. And to our Facebook family, we're going to be right here as we listen to this thing.
Yeah. Everybody get up. You may be in your car, get ready to go worship, or wherever you may be. I'm just going to take out this time to talk about my Savior. Like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas, pleasant, all pleasant, sweet like a honeycomb, all your favorite piece of candy. There's something about when I hear that name,
when I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me, come,
when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name
that we call Jesus.
Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yeah.
Something about the name.
Something about the name
that we call Jesus.
I'm just talking about my faith. Like a smell of sweet perfume,
just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
Darkest room. When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care.
Oh.
He's my shield, my hiding place.
before.
A joy in which I can refrain from dancing. Thousand tongues would not be enough to tell. All something about the name, all the world about talking about here. Everything, yes, everything. Hairstylist, beauty and skincare specialist, massage therapist, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
How about that, enemy? We're serving you notice on social media and blog radio. So we want to say welcome back to our blog listeners. So welcome back, Blog Talk. So feel free to call in, and our call-in number, and that number is 646-668-2247. And you know what? I'm going to put it out there. You can call it 682-970-8702 because we right here. Hello, America! We can do that. Yes, so feel free to do that however you want to do that. I'm serious. You know, I just put that in my spirit. So y'all know I'm not scared. I'm obedient.
Yes.
So, but don't be calling me after midnight because I'm going to be asleep. I'm telling you right now. Hello. So we want to say welcome back, and we're going to get into this amazing meat of the word today. And it's so many scriptures when it talks about unity, trinity, oneness, wholeness, togetherness. It's just like fire. It's so awesome. But I just thank the Lord for really this is the season that the Lord is calling us together. We have to become on one accord, because just as real as God is, the enemy is real. You know, and even though we be saying, you know, I'm not worried about that devil because I'm not, and I do tell him not, but he's still real. That don't mean that he ain't real, you know, and like this week, Lord, when we were together, and I had a trying week last week. And you know what, I have to, and it's so amazing because when we teach on these things, for all of a sudden, I have to walk it out. Okay? As we're teaching on it, so.
You
gotta preach it, you can walk it out. Yeah, so I was like, I almost be, when the Lord giving him passion, I'd be like, you want me to talk about that? You know, God, I'm going to have to walk that out. Hello? Are you serious? Well, thank you for the warning, because I'm ready to walk this one out. But when we were talking about our faith on the field, and it's like, you know, really, if you're going to speak it and you're going to talk about it and that be your anthem, you're going to walk it out. So that sure enough, it's today is Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I had to walk out that faith on the field, but I thank God. And see, this is where the oneness comes in. I thank God for my twin because really, she don't really understand the depth of how she really helped me walk that out and keep my faith on the field last week. Because even though, you know, you're tested and tried, the reality is still in the in your face like that. And you're like, I can see it. I'm going to get it. But, you know, but when you have somebody that pillars you and say, oh, no. My sister, we're going to walk this out. This is why we do it, because the Lord said this, and I've got this. She was like feeding me my own stuff. And I was like, well, it's really God's stuff, but, you know, the things that we speak and walk, and you know, and she put it back in me. And see, that's that oneness. Isn't that amazing? So, Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God, I thank you so much for that, but really for real. Because, see, a lot of times when you're in that place and people know you're in leadership, sometimes I'd be like, yeah, you're right, and it'll be okay. But no, I'm going to tell you, this one right here, she was like, what? Are you, what you saying? I mean, I was like, I'm looking at her like a real Mexican because I've never seen her before. I've never seen her race before until that day. Stop my seat. What? I was like, is she going to try to fight me, Jesus? What's going on? Okay. She got bold with me like, what? Girl, come over, I'm going to knock you out. You keep talking like that. But it was so awesome. But I just thank God for that because that put me, you know, how I said, place my feet on the rock. Mm-hmm. And now I know. Now, I was on the rock, but, you know, the rock got rocky to me. While I was on it last week, it got real rocky. And then she put me back on the rock, and I just thank God for that because we need that.
Yes,
that's where the oneness comes in. So we're going to go to Psalms 133 and 1 this morning and hear what God is saying to us about that oneness. Okay, Laura?
Psalms 133. God's love letters, which is
fire.
Behold, how good and how blessing it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
Wow. You know what? That this season, just last week too, when all the hurricanes, because they're still kind of going on, I think, the Irma and all that, and we definitely are going to continue to pillar and stand in prayer with the families there and everything they're going through. But one of the things, because in reference to what we were actually experiencing, is it actually in the Word. Mm-hmm. Everything about what happened, going to happen.
Yeah,
and that we were really listening to that place of looking at Luke 6, 21, 25, and 26, where it talked about the moon and the sun, which was the eclipse, and then they talked about, because it was all on social media too, and national media, and then they talked about, you know, the seas jumping up on the earth, and that's really what's going on with the hurricane. So the Word is telling us that, but one thing that began to minister to me about in this season, that we have to really get into this Word, especially where he's talking about, behold. So you just read that, and that's what reminded me of it. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Mm-hmm. So when the word behold means to look, to stop, to see. Mm-hmm. So what God is saying to us, he wants us to look upon one another, how we can really come together and how beautiful it is. That's what he's saying and how pleasant it is that we dwell, how good it is that we dwell together. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing to hear God confirm what he's saying to us. You know what I'm saying, Laura?
And it is beautiful because that's what he wants us. He wants us to walk together in unity because there's authority and power when we do that. And I know that there's a lot of people, like, they're not where we're at and they don't understand, but they're walking with fear. But us as warriors, as God giving us revelation and understanding, we could share with them the word of God and tell them, hey, it's going to be okay, you know, because it has to take place. It's in the Word.
That's
it's already done.
That's right.
And there might be disagreements. I might disagree with something somebody say or disagree what I say, but it's okay to disagree. Can I say that? Because sometimes people disagree. They get mad at each other, and they stop talking to each other. And I'm one that if I disagree or you disagree, I still want to be a friend.
Right.
You'll be my friend, okay? Because we're going to, we're going to disagree sometimes.
Absolutely.
But ultimately, we got to just read the Word and trust the Word of God.
You do. And the thing about that place of disagreement, some people carry that on for decades.
Yes.
Can you believe that? I mean, that reminds me of the Hatfield and McCoy. And we supposed to be men and women of God. And then family, you know, because once you transition into the oneness, you're now family. We sisters for real. You know what I'm saying? We got the same DNA, the same dad. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we really have to understand that.
Yes.
And I think honor and respect and loyalty and dignity,
yes,
and see, all of those things that money can't buy,
that's right,
are really the most important. So we are all King's kids, and we are all rich.
Yes.
We are all prosperous.
Woo!
That's that right around the building moment. Yes, we are. And, but, you know, so many people have the crab mentality. And they want to pull you down if you, when you go up, instead of saying, hey, let me get up under you, stand up. You know what I'm saying? What can I do? And really mean, what can I do? And how can I be there for you in any way? You know, and I just think that we really have the heartbeat of love. Because
yes,
you know what love is? Love,
yes,
covers a multitude,
multitude,
right? It covers everything,
right,
even the drama. And I don't do the drama. I'm the drama queen advisory board. When we go to commercial, let me tell you what that is. Okay, I advise people, real simple, to leave it outside. Don't bring it up in her room.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
So that's, you know, people get all deep. Oh, my God, what does that mean? Drama queen advisor. Well,
yeah.
I advise you to leave your drama outside. Okay, that's the advisory board. So
yeah,
I'm serious.
We're here to pray and lift up.
And lift each other up, because that's what we're
going
to do.
If you go through something, we'll be in agreement with them. We'll pray the word.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. And that's what we're doing. But y'all know our blog listening. We'll be right back. It's time for commercial. Listen to that. Can I get a witness? So that's what we're doing right here. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Byron Holton. Crack it up, Anthony. We'll be right back, blog. And we are here live on our Facebook with our Mornings at the Mansion show. So we want to say good morning for y'all that are just now tuning in. So we said feel free to call in. You guys can call in too. And that call-in number, if you want to be on the blog show, is 646-668-2247. And then on our Facebook flow, call in at 682-970-8702. Right, Laura?
Amen.
We're ready,
yes,
to talk about it. Yes, we,
yes,
are. We just got into the first scripture. We ain't even been to the second scripture yet. But it's so good when you hear God talk to you about the things that, you know, you care about, or the journey that you're on, or where, if you're trying to get somewhere, get into your word. The Lord's going to help you get there. Right?
That's right. He will.
He will. So what would you like to say to your people this morning about what we're talking about?
Usted, esta mañana le quiero decir a todas mis familias y amistades que nos están escuchando en la palabra de Salmo 133, verso 1, que a Jesucristo le gusta que caminemos juntos en unidad, que estemos juntos en unidad con Él, porque eso le trae mucha alegría y hay poder en unidad. So yo le pido a Dios que cuando no hay unidad en su casa, entonces no va a haber poder. Pero si tienes unidad con el Espíritu Santo, va a haber poder. Y ora por las personas, aunque ellos no crean la palabra todavía, ora con las personas y Dios te va a dar paz y les va a dar revelación después en la palabra de Dios. Solo doy gracias que sigan estudiando la palabra de Dios. El Espíritu Santo les va a enseñar muchas cosas que yo todavía estoy aprendiendo. So que Dios los bendiga. Gracias.
Thank you. That's what you said. Gracias. How about that? Okay. That is so awesome.
I just say that.
So, listen, I just want to say good morning to Kizzy. Good morning, Miss
Kizzy
Wynn. So what's up, girl? Your amazing self. But listen, we're going to, I don't know if we can revert back and pull up the cameras and do that, but I'm going to give this call-in number to you guys one more time. So on our blog show, the number is 646-668-2247. And here on our Facebook, it's 682-970-8702. So you guys feel free to call in. You amazing men and women of God out there.
Yes.
And I just pray that you guys are able to, you know, tune in with us. Right, Laura?
Yes.
And connect with us.
And in unity.
Yes. And pillar us.
Yes.
And hold us up. Because God is doing amazing thing in this season. Even though the enemy is coming after us. But I don't know. I'm coming after him.
Yes.
And as my very own Pastor Betty always says, I love it when she's ministering. She's so radical. She'd be in that place. And she hauled up. And in the middle of her Holy Ghostness, she said, come on out here, devil. Let me know you out. I love it. Yes. Come on out here. So I can 1, 2, 3, punch you. Yeah, because she's going to get punched today. So I was in that place on Sunday because when I came home Saturday night, it was water on my front porch. And I was like, what the what? I said, let me take a moment of silence before I go in. I mean, water on my porch. You know, so something is leaking. Okay, so I go in the house, and I'm looking at my air conditioning unit, which was trying to leak last week, but I called 1-800-FELIPE, and he worked that out. Okay?
Felipe is what that is.
So listen. Then I look in the hot water closet. You know, I didn't even think about it, but the Holy Ghost just, Spirit just put me in that, in the laundry room. So I go in there and it's water. And I was like, oh, he probably just needs, oh, what's this going on? So I call him that night, 9:30. Say, listen, something going on. I'm going to need you to be here. So this Saturday, y'all know I get up, go to church on Sunday. I'm up early in my little place. So he gets there early. He says, I'm outside. I said, okay. He comes in. He looks at me. He goes, you need a new hot water heater. So my house is flooding. My former living room, my laminate floors, all of that. I said, come on out here, devil. I'm finna knock you out. Okay? We are back with our blog listeners this morning. So y'all come chiming in on this amazing testimony. So this is a testimony right here. So we're talking about I had a little hot water heater issue, okay, in my home. And so he comes out. He goes, you need a new hot water heater. I was like, how much bill cost? Okay. He was like, oh, probably $300. I said, and how much you cost? Oh, my God. So he says to me, okay, he gave me a great deal on that. So we get to the store. I'm in. By this time, I done made to church. On my way, in my other little car that my friend drives, she said, oh, your car won't start. I said, what? Oh, my God. What
you
saying? It ain't never not started. Okay. She calls me back. I need a new battery. Sales are dead in the battery. I said, come on out here, devil. I'm going to knock you out. Yes, already this morning. We're going to fight. I was going to fight him for real Sunday morning. I wasn't playing. So I said, because, you know, he wanted me to stay home, you know, just look at the water and all that. No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. We're going to go to get my praise on.
No matter what.
Yeah, so we're going to go do that. So I did. I stood up almost the whole church. That was hallelujah. Yeah. Off of me.
Yes. I'll be like, you're going to give me dollars for my
father. I'm telling you. So he gets there and he texted me. I'm in the middle of church and we already got rebuked for our phones at church, y'all. So we did. So I'll be like barely looking at. Oh, it's the truth. But I got the man, he's on the plane. So I got to pay attention. So I go out and I was like, he had to store. He said, my eye, these heaters is $450. I said, what? Come on out here, devil, so I can knock you out. I'm so upset. But I'm really not because I'm calm, cool, and collected. Because it's an attack on my finances. So listen, the Bible says that, you know, there's a season of recompense. Everything that the enemy stole. So then I wake up this morning, I said, where is my money, devil? I need my money, because you done tried to steal my stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is. So I'm just now waiting. No, I'm not asking.
We're expecting.
I'm expecting.
Yes.
Woo, so I'm just saying, I went to Sheridan. I'm trying not to take up the whole 7 minutes we have on, before the next commercial. But I just want to encourage somebody, you know, because we're blessed to be a blessing. We really are.
And we have to trust God no matter what.
So that's when Laura got me. I called Laura Sunday. I said, Laura, what am I going to do? She goes, what? Girl, you know what we're going to do. The show must go on.
Yes.
We've got to keep it moving. We don't know what.
She
got the matrix on me. Yeah. I said, okay, thanks. I love it. Girl, if God is for us, who can be against us? What do you think we got? At least I so thank God for this lady. Because, you know, when you're battling the enemy alone, it's one thing. But when you got that unity, what we're talking about here in the Word today, and I pray that we get past Psalms 133, because right now, hello, we can't express that enough, how we really need that. But then you have to know the ones to call that's going to pillow you up. Because you could call some people talking about, girl, ooh, that's a shame, but see, that didn't happen.
Or something
like that.
Wrong, or you're doing something
what you're
wrong.
Doing, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe he got punishing you. No, he's not.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not perfect, but we're seeking him every day.
On,
you know, because you'd be surprised what people say.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm careful who I call too.
You have to be, right? But that's why, so I thank God so much for the oneness and what he's talking about in Psalms 133 and 1. And that's a good thing. Even when something tries to prevail or come against you, you still can call that one. And y'all can come together and serve the enemy notice right then and there. He got to shut it down. Because I promise you, he got knocked out. I promise you he did. Okay?
Boom.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes. So I just thank God for that. And I just really, you know, and you, Laura, but our everybody here, like Belize and Sally and Carmen and Anthony and hi, Vivica. Hey, girl. And even Vivica, you know, I mean, all these amazing women that we are doing life with. And we're not just saying that because we are doing life.
Yes.
And we are pillaring one another and representing each other. And to all of our listeners out there, it's so important that you really understand what God is saying to you about this one and how the unity and the Trinity, because you know what? We can be the Trinity because that's in us. So that's where we're going to go in John 10 and 30 this morning and talk about that. And then after that, we'll probably go to our commercial break. We're going to try to anyway. Yes. John 10 and 30. Yes. You got it? We got so many Johns.
I know.
We got so many Johns over here. Okay. But you can read whichever John you want to read.
There we go, John 10, 30.
Okay. Yeah.
God's love letters, which is
fire. Woo!
John's father and I are one.
Come on. That's
my
it.
My father and I are
now
one.
Now, that's one of them run around the buildings. We can drop the mic.
Woo!
Because that's come on now. Y'all see my wings are coming up. I love it. Because that's a simple word, but a powerful word.
Yes.
Because that's what Jesus is saying. We won, me and my father. So if God is for us, what do you say, Lord?
Who can be against us?
Who? Who? Yes, it is. Because we won. That's who he is in us, and we are in return in him.
Yes.
And that's what concludes the Trinity.
Yes.
You know, and I love that because that's where our power comes in.
Yes.
Because I have to tell you, Evangelist Marlo Mosby kind of got a little discouraged last week because I was like, what the what? Okay, are you serious? Yeah, I know how we say, are we serious? Whether it be good, bad, or different. Are you serious? Okay, and then I called 1-800-Laura and Laura says, what? Girl, hold up. We're not doing that. Okay, I love it. And I was like, we not, are we? But I was trying to come out of that place. And then she finally pulled me out. She pulled me out of that place. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I just can't stress that enough, how amazingly important that is when you have one that you know that can pull you up. And that's the Jesus in her. You know what I'm saying? And I just love that.
I think
Yeah, because see, that's that place where Miss Maddie, this is her quote, not mine, but I can walk it out here. It says, unity is one, which is strength. So I could feel my strength when you did that for real. I was like, we can. Come on, girl. We can go.
We're
going to go see this. Yes.
Yes. They don't be promising.
Now.
But we didn't. I know. It's true. I was going through some stuff with my girls myself.
Look at Kizzy. Kizzy said 1-800-Laura. Yes. Yes, I can't because Kizzy's going to be here soon, real soon, and y'all going to hear her amazing music. Yeah, she got it going on, so we just want to send a shout out to her because she is definitely a pillar here at our Mornings at the Vantage show and collectively, but also individually.
Yes.
She is, and when you have people like that, you have to let the world know that they're out there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And even though we don't see her, but we see her. You see what I'm saying? That's what's so important. So we just want to say we love you, Kizzy Wynn. You keep being the lady that God's called you to be. Be encouraged. And we're here for you in the oneness, for your strength and your power. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And your amazingness, because you're an amazing woman of God. And we're excited about doing life with you. Amen. So I just had to put that out there. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to go to Ephesians. We're probably supposed to be in commercial. Yeah, we go. We're going to roll and then we'll come back. Okay, Anthony. Okay, so we're going to go to Ephesians 4. Laura Kelly already ready. I'm telling y'all, 1-800-Laura ain't no joke. Okay. So let's roll with it, Laura. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6.
God's love letters.
Which is fire. Woo!
It says, unity of the body. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, exhort you to walk in manner worthy of the calling which you were called, with all humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another in love.
Come on now.
Be eager to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yeah.
There is one body,
one
spirit.
One.
And as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord,
come on.
One faith,
come on.
One baptism, one God and Father of
all. Yes, it.
Who is above all.
Come on now.
All
and in all. All and all into the A-L-L. Okay? That is just amazing. That's why at first I was reading, you know, studying that, and then I kept backing it up, and I'm like, oh, we got to go all the way up to the top on this one. That is so amazing when you, when God is, I just love it. I love how God loves us, and then how he gives us the divine instruction on how to love one another, and not only that, how to walk with one another, you know, how to do that, and how to do it, first of all, in the spirit of love. Then he talks about unity, which is what? One, which is what? Strength.
Yes.
And he talks about all of that for us. And then not only he talk about that, then he come back and say, all, to the A-L-L.
Yes.
And he don't say it one time. He said about three, four
yes.
times.
Yes.
In one sentence. Okay?
Yeah.
It's so amazing. And we got to really get this thing, America, where he's talking to us about the oneness
yes.
and about the unity.
Yes.
And, I
yes.
mean, we here we do walk it out. We really do. And even in our ministries and our churches, you know, and we really, really got to get together in them churches.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this ain't no rebuke. This is just real. And
yes.
it's the Holy Spirit. So,
yes.
hey, y'all don't have to. We really got to work that thing out together and really genuinely have a heartbeat for the love of people and not just come and collectively be on the pew. You know what I'm saying? We got to really get this thing together and be happy. Because that goes all the way back to Psalms 133 and 1, where he said, we have to be happy for one another
yes.
and be and take pleasure. That's what I love. And God said, come on now.
Yes.
Don't be acting like. Let it be for real, you know. And if it ain't real, then don't act like it. Just don't even participate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Because it's not genuine. And God always looks at the heart,
right.
which is our motive. That's
yes.
where our issues are. They're
mm-hmm.
in our heart.
That's
and
right.
if you don't have the heartbeat, for the, you know, for God.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it for God, you're going to have it for me. You know what I'm saying? That's all
yes.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
I
want to
read number two, and I want to emphasize.
Say it, girl.
It says, with all humility, meekness, and patience, bearing one another, with one another in love. So if I was here this morning and I was praying.
We do, girl.
I just feel the presence of God and his love. And when I was asking him, I said, God, what I want more from you than anything. But what I was asking this morning was that if he overflows with his word in our hearts, then we truly could love family and friends and church family
mm-hmm.
and people that we don't even know that we're going to meet, that there's going to be many more divine appointments. We're going to love them with true love. And the true love is that whatever struggles they're going through, whatever it is that they're going through or they're facing,
mm-hmm.
we're going to love them with God's love. We're going to pray for them. We're going to share the word, and we're going to intercede,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we can't change people. Only the Holy Spirit can
come
do
on
it,
now.
But we can pray. There's something about prayer
Air.
And agreement.
That's
so
right.
for me, even if you talk about me, I don't care, or whatever happens that the enemy try to bring against me, I'm going to pray for you. It doesn't matter
That's
because
it.
It's where I'm at. But there's so many people hurting that they want to change.
Right.
They want to be delivered, and they don't know how. And that's where we come in as warriors. Instead of talking bad about them and telling them they're unworthy or whatever, you know, because I hear that a lot, we shouldn't even compare ourselves. We should have the heart of God and pray for them
that's
and
right.
love them.
That's
and
right.
not just say that we love God, but then when you see somebody struggling or backlit and you badger them. You
right.
talk about them. Oh, see, there they go. Oh, instead of saying, no, we're going to pray until something happens. Push.
So we see
pray
pain.
Until something happens.
Yeah.
Because
come on now.
That's the heart God wants to have for family members or neighbors or people that are coming in the church. And that's what I was praying for this morning. I said, Lord,
amen.
I want that. I want to be humble. You know, I don't want people to look at me and think that I have it all together. I'm perfect because I'm not. But it's a daily walk. But
that's
I do
right.
love Jesus, and I want Jesus to love people through me.
Isn't that beautiful?
So I was excited, you know, when we're going to be talking about, you know, one being in one accord with God and with others.
That's it. And that's the way, that's what makes the transition, that place that's smooth as butter. It's because if you walk in and out with God, it's automatic.
that you can walk it out with me, or that you can walk it out together. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
it's like it's effortless. You
yeah.
know, it's the place of expectancy too.
Yeah.
Like every Tuesday morning we come in, I already know that Laura's here setting the stage. Even though some mornings I make it here to set it with her, and some that I don't, which is amazing because I don't have to worry about it. It's no pressure. You know what I'm saying? But that she knows what her assignment is in this season, and it is to intercede, and not only that, partner with. It's so many facets to the oneness.
Yes.
You know, when
yes.
you think about it, and how it's talking about it here in 2, is that where you read it? With all loveliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Mm-hmm.
But even in 3, where it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit
mm-hmm.
in the bond of peace. So we got to make sure that we, like you say, push,
mm-hmm.
keep pressing in mm-hmm. to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so amazing about that. But we're going to commercial right now, okay, to our blog listeners. So thank you all so much for listening to us and for being here and for talking to us and to some of that Byron y'all. And it's like, God's not through with me yet, okay? So I love that.
Yeah.
I love every song.
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge
listen,
a book by its cover.
I want to say something to
this
you.
This is a true story.
And we are going to make it.
But I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by His stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to You. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy. Yeah,
yeah. I'm trying to move on.
Hey.
I'm better than I was.
Because God ain't through with me. Is that alright if I'm real with you?
Plenty more work to do. God ain't through with me. Looking at you wrong.
Oh.
You bloom, you evolve. You're better than you was. Cause God ain't through.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet. Just have a little patience.
Ooh, Lord, You gave me chances.
Time and time again, You did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't have used
it. I feel Your love and sentence.
Even though there is a trial.
But still, You gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by Your stripes,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to You. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
We don't take this wrong.
I'm trying to hold on.
I'm better than I was. Cause
God ain't through with me.
Plenty more, plenty more.
Plenty more work to do. God ain't through with me.
Looking at you wrong.
You tell them you evolved.
You gave me chances to turn.
You know, so welcome back to our blog listeners. And we just thank our Facebook listeners for being here with us, for, you know, just letting us know that you love us and being here. And we pray that you guys one day have an inspiration to come and be here in our studio audience and just come in the atmosphere.
Yes.
It's nothing like it. I'm
yes.
You go. I'm telling y'all, you're going to get the perspiring. And you'd be like, why is it so hot? But it's like fire. And it's like the word here says in Jeremiah 29, and that's not even in our note, but it's like, I cannot contain it.
Yes.
I cannot.
And if you're going through something, we'll pray for you. Just like our friend Abby that came last week.
Yes.
She got touched by the testimony of Margaret, and
yes.
then we got to pray with her.
Yeah.
So we'll come here, and we'll love on you. We'll pray for
yeah.
you if you're going
so
through
if
something.
You just, yeah, if you need a place, then you can just come and get in an atmosphere to let things fall off of you. It's so important,
right.
you know. Not that it can't happen where you're at,
yeah.
but when you got two or three, see, you're talking, that's what you're talking about today, that one,
yeah.
that strength,
yeah.
that fire. Come on now. I like
yeah.
to get burned up.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm like, Delise, can you say it? Meshach, Daniel 4.
Oh,
Meshach.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's always the fourth man going to show up. And that's how you stay fireproof.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though, because y'all know, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, I think it was a couple weeks, we taught on, you know, being on fire, but staying fireproof.
Yeah.
That's so amazing
yeah.
when you think about the depth of that, because we are on fire. And at the same time, we fireproof.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah,
it is. It's so cool, too, because only God can do that.
That's
He's
right.
the only
oh
one
God.
That will,
yes.
when people turn the heat up on you, see, that's what, I think that's what, see, I was walking out two subjects in one day. I was, oh my, that's what was happening. God just gave me the revelation right here on Blog Radio. I was going through the fire, but I was still fireproof because the fourth man showed up and Laura reminded me, hey, because the enemy was turning up the heat on me.
Yeah.
He was turning up the heat, I promise you.
Yeah.
And then I started fumbling with my faith. Now, I had faith, but I was fumbling with it. And we was talking about keeping it on the field. Laura was like, pick up that faith and let's keep it moving. Okay? And I just couldn't believe it. Bam. But I'm going to come on out here, devil. I'm going to knock you out again today because I just got a double portion of revelation what was really going on with me on
yeah.
the other day. But thank you so much, Mara. I can't praise thank you
God.
Enough. But what is the word saying to us this morning in 1 Corinthians? No, let's read 4 and 16 of Ephesians. Read 4 and 16 since we're already there. Yes.
It's like God's love letters.
Which is fire. Woo!
Is it from the from whom the whole body together and connected by every joint and ligament, and as every part effectively does its work and grows,
mm-hmm.
building itself up in
love.
Love.
So, yes. Yeah, so what part of the body for me are you and what am I for you? The arm? What do we do? Because we slap the enemy. I
got the left and I got the right.
Yeah.
And bam!
Okay.
Yeah.
So, also, we like twins for real. We split in half and we come together.
That's so awesome. I'm about to cry. I'm serious. That's deep. Okay.
Oh my God. That's awesome. So. Hallelujah. That's so beautiful. I just got that revelation.
Yeah.
When you read that, that's so beautiful where it says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body, which that edifies of itself in love. That is so powerful. So can you imagine when you have that divine connection? See, when it's divine, it's from heaven. It's automatic. What God puts together, no man can put asunder. And a lot of people reference that to just marriage, but it's not just for marriage. It's for any ship, relationship, friendship, partnership. You know, it's so amazing how God fitly and rightly joined us together. And that's what that word is saying. That's how when she is in my presence, we become whole. because even though I may, like last week, be fumbling with my faith, she lined me back up and I stand straight up and get the boxing and slapping the enemy. Okay?
And kicking.
Yeah. And the kick. Yes, it's so awesome, but that is an amazing revelation.
Yes.
It really
yes.
is. And I thank God for His word. Because
yes.
every day, I'm sure I've read that probably 100 times in my lifetime, but I never got the depth of that right there, right here, to right now. Okay? Of the two, how it talks about the body, but we are one, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
we all out there are one. We really can be, and that's where you get your strength. And I just thank God for
and
the
it takes going through trials and tribulations.
What you say?
For to get the understanding and the manifestation of His word,
that's
right?
That's so true. And even though those things manifest in our, you know, in our natural, but when you're supernatural, you know God's going to work that out. If you, well, really, it's already done. Because Christ, when He went to the cross, He said, "It is finished." You know that already. So, but I'm telling you, that enemy comes, so he try to come so powerful and knock the, he don't fight fair. He try to knock the wind out of you. I think that's what happened to me. See, I'm getting all these revelations. What happened to me last week, I got the wind knocked out of me. I really did. And you were there to say, "Hey, team player, get up. Let's get back on the field, America. Let's do it," right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
say, "Hey, who can be?" I mean, she was my biggest cheerleader. And she did, I mean.
You were quiet, you're like, okay.
I was like, I couldn't say nothing, but it was almost an encounter like when I first met you. Remember when I first met you, and you were like going in, and I was like, I can't say nothing. And while you were talking, God was talking to me, and that happened again. While you were talking, God was talking to me. And that's what you do in my life. That's the impact you have. And I just thank God for that, because He sent you to me. That's how much He loved me.
Because we're going to be a blessing and help many other women
yeah.
that have the authority that God's given us. And I'm excited. I'm
yeah.
so excited.
I know you are, girl. I'm excited, too, because we're walking this thing out together.
Yeah.
I really don't even know how much time we have, but we're trying to do this thing according to what God is saying. So I can't stress enough this quote from Maddie, that's Stephanie, unity. Is one, and that's strength. That's powerful too. When there is teamwork and collaboration, which means that you can have a team, but if you're not together,
mm-hmm.
you don't have no team. You just look like you have a team. You know what I'm saying? But you
and,
really do.
And then you become an example, you know, and then they follow, and the example they're going to follow is Christ in us. Because when I was a waitress, you know, at Emphasis China, I would clean tables, and whenever I didn't have no customers, I would go help other tables that were helped, that were busy, and they were like, "You don't have to worry about her table, that's her table." I said, "But I'm standing here not doing nothing." And so I will go help, and then next thing you know, because nobody wanted to help nobody, next thing you know,
really?
Everybody started helping everybody.
Okay.
You know, it's like, if you be the example
that's
of
right,
love
Laura.
God in you, it others will follow.
That's
and then
right.
others started, you know, doing the same thing and helping and that's teamwork.
That's it.
Right.
That's why I'm talking about. And you actually were the example of collaboration.
Yes.
But it just takes that one person
uh-huh.
to say, you know what, I'm gonna make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then make the difference. Not just say it or think it,
yeah.
but do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts with you. That's right, because it starts with you, that
yes.
one person.
Yes.
And that's the metaphor of each one reach one.
Yes.
Because everybody reached. You know, even in their own time, they have to have the mindset, you know what, I'm going to get with the program, you know, or you're not going to be part of the team. And then you become an outsider, whether it's willing or unwilling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to know that. But it's the wonderfulness of the things that can be achieved. And that's what I love about the unity of the one, whether you're in church or in business, like you were saying, at your workplace,
mm-hmm.
wherever you are.
Just
you know.
Remember that you're working for the Lord. You're working for the Lord. Wherever you at home, at work, at church, you're working for the Lord.
You're working for the Lord. And He gives us the strength and the power to work it out.
Yes.
So I just love that. So what's the next scripture you would like to read more concerning the oneness?
Well, we got
to. You just go right on to the next one. That's
okay.
John. The whole show.
We just go to
just whichever one you want to.
1 John 4:12.
Okay.
1 John 4:12. God's love letter,
which is fire.
Yeah.
Woo!
It says, "No one has seen God at any time. We love one another, If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Now, so I don't know about the people that say, ain't nobody perfect. But right here in this word, if he is in us and we're in him, that is a place of perfection. We can be perfect in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the flesh is weak. Y'all already know about the flesh and the spirit, so come on now. Stay right here. What the word of God is, read that one more time, Laura.
It says, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us.
So, especially when you talk about the love, we can come out to be a perfect people, especially if God is in us, because that's what the word is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to continue to strive for, that and know that with him we can line up. That's why I always talk about in the reference of the cross. When we line up on the parallel, and if you ever notice that on the cross, when you see a cross, the tallest part of the cross or the longest part is the parallel, and the shortest part is the horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
So the longest part of the cross is you and God, or Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and then the horizontal is you and people. Okay? So I always say, stay long and tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stay lined up with God. And, you know, you can stay lined up with people, because most important thing is that's that place to become sold out.
Mm-hmm. And you know when you stand the tallest? When we're in our knees.
That's
for
right.
One another.
That's right. That's right, girl. That's right.
You stand the tallest.
That's so true. And I thank God for that. So I just want to say that I thank you all for listening in to us this morning, to our Facebook family and to our blog listeners. We thank you guys so much for always being there, and to our studio audience who deserves a million hits. Woo! Yes, thank y'all so much, and thank you all for listening in and always pillaring us and supporting us, because God is good.
All
and
the
Jesus
time.
Is real.
Yes.
He is so real. He's realer today than he's ever been, and he will be realer till he comes back on the cloud. I was listening to a teaching this morning about the revelations about him coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's on his way back. And I think that's what people really need to grasp. Jesus is coming.
Soon and
We
are going to see the king.
That's a, woo, that's a 1-800-LAURA. Come on now. Yes. So thank God for that. And we really do. But we just want to say we thank you. We love you guys. And thank you so much for listening in to our blog. Broadcast and our podcast and our Facebook cast and all of that. So, Laura, what would you like to tell you as we chime out on this amazing
Gracias
day?
Gracias por escuchar y que Dios los siga bendiciendo a cada uno de ustedes. Y acuérdense que tenemos el poder en la palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, y le pido a Dios que les dé fuerza. Revelación en su palabra, y gracias por escuchar. Muchas bendiciones y muchos besos y gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And if you have not thought about making Jesus the Lord of your life, consider that today, because it's so, life will never be the same, you know, in Jesus' name. And it's so awesome to know that, and be that. And that's really when life really begins. So we encourage you today to encourage someone else, you know, because in this season, I'll tell you, we want to make sure that we stay prayed up for the hurricane victims. And here's a FYI before we chime out. We have a purse project release here at the Mansions on Park Road presented by Marlo Mosey Ministry.
Yes.
We have it all set up in the front foyer. People are bringing in items, and we are going to have Samaritan's Purse do a drive-by once we get every fill-up we get, that they would come and pick up those items for the hurricane victims. So, please know here at 2700 West Parkville Drive, Pantego, #Arlington, that we do have a drop-off for the relief. If you go to my Facebook page, Marlo Mosey's Facebook page, you will see the actual itemized list of things that you can bring and drop off. So feel free, be encouraged to do that. And because one thing about it is we're #blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Woo! So, we are out, and we're going to say we love you, America. And until next week,
everybody.
God is good, and be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Yeah.